if I'm trying to evaluate myself here, there was a recognition. There was not just a cognitive, I know that I hurt my wife's feelings.
Right.
There was a recognition that I missed an opportunity, that I did something hurtful. You want your husband to celebrate in who you are and what you do. And when I just completely miss it because I am impatient or I'm distracted or I am more focused on my own needs at the moment, right. I felt bad about missing that in you.
Welcome to the Secure Marriage Podcast, where we believe it's possible to fight less, feel understood, and enjoy a deeper connection with your spouse. We're your hosts, Paul and Shannon Elmore, and on today's episode, how to melt your wife's heart through the power of empathy.
Through the power of empathy.
Yeah.
It's not always easy, but man, if you master this thing, holy smokes, it's like having...
melting.
Not even, it's like having the cheat code to having the world's best marriage and the happiest wife.
Yeah,
it's so good. So
for sure.
That's what we're talking about. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
But you can't put your hand up because you kept sticking your hand in my...
Can you read it?
Yeah, I can read it.
Okay, we're going. We got one more.
Yeah, we've got another question.
Your elbows are in the way.
This is what it's like when I sit on that side. Yes.
That's annoying.
It is. Okay.
There's a problem though. My left arm's all messed up and I can't use it. And my right arm's over here, then I got
no
nothing
arm
to do.
You can't talk.
I can't do nothing.
You can't talk.
You're exactly right. My brain stops because I can't use my hands.
I'll put my arm around you and squish you out of the spot. All right, so we got another email.
Read it.
I love this one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It says, it's so hard for us to reconnect after a disagreement. We have difficulty getting to the melting butter that you guys described so well.
You guys, my wife. That's a wife
that's
thing
a
here.
That's a me thing. She says, I want that.
Yes.
After sharing my feelings, I just want to hug it out and have him apologize or say, and then have the butter melt. Instead of sharing my feelings, we get stuck on policies and procedures, what should, could have happened, what to do differently next time, and it turns into a meeting instead of crying and hugging and melting butter.
Yep.
The meeting ends, and I'm frustrated all over again, and we remain disconnected.
Yeah.
I think the problem may be lack of empathy. Can you speak to what it looks like if one person may struggle with showing empathy? I love how Paul says, oh, honey, I don't mean to hurt you. I will probably mess up again, but I'm sorry I hurt your feelings this time. Then you melt butter and move on.
Yep.
It.
That makes me sound a lot better than I actually am, though, but thank you.
It seems like Paul has empathy, even if he doesn't necessarily agree with Shannon regarding the issue. How do you show empathy, even if you have a different point of view, Paul? I don't know if it's a barrier to our reconciliation, but maybe you could help define what empathy is and what it looks like to have it versus not have it when trying to resolve minor problems because they want to melt butter.
Melty butter. Okay. I got a perfect place to start on this.
Okay, go for it.
Describe last night. We were sitting on the couch and you were reading me an email about...
Yes, I was reading you an email, a work email, and... someone had some frustration and I wanted to share with you the response that I gave because I get really excited when I feel like I have done really good
customer service. Yes. And so she's wanting to read me this entire email and explain the entire situation in the middle of a TV show. The show was paused.
Well, we might disagree with even that.
The show was paused.
Well, you had just barely started it when I start.
We're going to have an argument right now.
Anyway, that's besides the point.
Anyway.
It doesn't matter.
And what did I do?
And you're like, you said, yeah, it's about this. And then you turned away and turned the TV back on.
It's those really loving things that I do, which makes my wife feel so loved and appreciated.
And I was frustrated. I was actually kind of angry because it was like...
Yep. And I felt it. And so I paused the TV again and I turned to you and I said something along the lines of...
You still want to read that to me, don't you?
Yeah.
And I was like, Well, yeah, I wanted to, but I don't anymore because you're not interested.
Yeah, you don't care. And I said, you're right, I don't care. I admitted it. I said something like that.
And then it was something along the lines of, I told you, you can just keep watching your show and you'll have to get over the fact that I'm frustrated with you. You'll have to work through that on your own.
Because I don't like it when my wife's upset with me. I really don't. But she was honest about that. She said, you're going to have to deal with the fact that I'm mad at you right now.
Right.
Okay. So I turned the TV back on.
Right.
For how long?
About 10 seconds.
No, it was probably about 5 minutes. Maybe 3 minutes.
It wasn't terribly long.
And then what happened?
And then you said...
that I paused the TV again.
Yes, you paused the TV. And what did you say to me?
You tell me. Do you remember?
I don't remember the exact words that you said. But
I was able to get into that empathetic state that they're describing here in the email.
I realize you probably aren't trying to tell me about the situation or the frustration or need something to be fixed, but you want me to hear what good service you did and you want to be validated in how you handled your business.
You're proud of how you handled this. You're proud of what you did, and you want to share with me how proud you are, and I shut you down.
Yes.
I completely disregarded that, and that doesn't feel really, really good. And I am wrong in that.
Yes.
I should never have done that. I want to celebrate when you are good because you are so good at your job.
Yes.
Something along those lines.
Something along those lines.
And what happened?
And then
inside
of me, it was like butter melting. Like my whole body. I explain it like butter melting because I feel it starting in my brain, and it's just like everything from my brain down relaxes, and that frustration, when we're frustrated and angry, our bodies get tense.
Yeah.
And for me, when that has been resolved, I feel my whole body just relax. And it's like butter melting all over me because not only is my body relaxing, but I'm also feeling validated and loved. And that connection piece that happens between us, it's just strong. And it's like
melting butter.
Yes. It's lovely.
So let's dissect this a little bit. Let's kind of wind the tape back and do a play-by-play of kind of what happened. What was different between the original tone of voice that I had and the good tone of voice, the last tone of voice?
Well, the first one was extremely dismissive.
Dismissive, yep.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
Yes, it was one word. The tone was just like pretty abrupt and dismissive. And well, when you turned away, it was pretty clear you were done listening to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You weren't open to, you made it basically is what you made an assumption about what I was trying to communicate to you.
Yeah.
You made an assumption that it was one thing when it was something completely different.
Okay.
Versus
when I paused the TV and was able to say the good stuff.
Yes, when you said it was
the tone there
was sorrow. It was
there it
you
is.
Felt very you it was so clear and I could feel that you had sorrow over how you had treated me and that you really truly wanted to know. It wasn't like the last time when you said, "Well, just read it to me anyway."
Right.
It was like, no, I want to know. I want to celebrate with you. I want to hear this. And I am truly sorrowful about how I treated you and how I made you feel because you never want to make me feel that way.
Yeah, if I'm trying to evaluate myself here, there was a recognition. There was not just a cognitive, I know that I hurt my wife's feelings.
Right.
There was a recognition that I missed an opportunity, that I did something hurtful, that I'm even trying to dissect it myself here. That what you want is good. You want to be proud. You want your husband to celebrate in who you are and what you do. That's a lovely and a good thing.
Right.
And when I just completely miss it because I am impatient or I'm distracted or I am more focused on my own needs at the moment, I felt bad about missing that in you. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
And for you, I would imagine, and maybe you're not aware of this or not, but I would imagine that there's also a physical shift that you change that happens in your body. Like I talk about melting butter, but there has to be a physical shift change that happens in your body to get you there as well.
Yeah, there absolutely is. There is a shift from the head to the heart. And I even mean that in a physical sort of way. When I am defensive, I am my most rational. I am very clinical. I am very fact oriented. I am very logical. I'll walk you through an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And I can win those arguments because I'm very good at that.
Right.
But it doesn't leave you feeling warm and fuzzy and connected, does it?
No, it doesn't.
It is not a positive experience for you. And I can sense when I am in that state. I try to practice self-awareness. I try to practice emotional intelligence and go, even though I'm saying all the right things, even though I'm making a really good argument, I am missing out on the relational component because there isn't the connection that's happening. And I fight really, really hard to maintain both. I want to have logical integrity in our conversations and in our disagreements. But if I don't wrap that in a package that is emotionally connected, then it's never going to be heard.
Right.
And so I have to, well, I'm going to steal a phrase that you taught me, is I have to be in the fight with you. Mm-hmm. I can remember staying in our bedroom right over there where I would, every fight we would have, I would slip into this cognitive, clinical, detached mentality. Because as a therapist, I'm really good at that.
Right.
I can kind of become objective
right.
and detached, and I'm not emotionally engaged with it. And one time you called me out on it and you said, you're not in this fight with me. You're like, you're outside of it and you're analyzing it. You're kind of critiquing it. But you're not in it with me. I need to have you in it with me. And I had to make a conscious choice to say, that means I have to let my emotions be seen. I have to let my heart be seen. Yeah. I have to put my own feelings into this. And I've grown up and kind of saw that as, well, that's not very productive. That's not very helpful. Right. That's not, why would I do that and make this messier? Why would I make it messier? And the reality is because when we're both in the mess together, we are together.
Yes.
You're not alone and I'm not alone.
Right, exactly.
It's what happened the last mud run we did, which is we're walking down this muddy, slippery embankment, and you come up and you slide tackle me and you grab me and you throw me into the mud with you.
Yes.
She's got a big smile on her face right now. And she starts throwing mud at me. I was in the mess with her.
Yeah.
And my wife was in heaven.
It was, when you put it into that perspective, that was the most, I've done a lot of mud runs, and that was by far the most pleasurable, fun, memorable, I loved it, every second of it, mud run.
Because it was because together.
Together. Yeah.
I was in the mess with her. And so it's not the most logical. It's not the most efficient. It's not the most convenient way.
It's not the cleanest either.
It isn't, but it is by far the most effective.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I try to let my heart be seen. I get out of my head and into my heart.
Right.
The other thing that I do is I try to kind of move into this third person perspective.
Right.
If somebody just dismissed my wife, she was trying to talk about how proud she is and someone blew her off, and I was watching this happen, I would be pissed off at the person who blew you off. It's like, no, you're valuable. You're important. I want to hear these things. Oh, shoot. It was I who blew you off. Right. It was me who just ignored you. Crap. Okay. At least I can fix this. At least I can go back. And it takes me, used to take me hours to be able to make this shift between this logical, I've done something that's hurt my wife, and now I need to go get reconnected. Fortunately, I can do it now within 5 minutes.
Right.
When I'm in a good state. I don't always do it in 5 minutes. I wish I could say I do. it was obvious. It was clear that we were sitting on the couch 3 inches from each other and we were 1,000 miles apart.
Yes, for sure.
It was palpable. I've learned when that's happening, call out the elephant in the room, deal with it, address it. And the best way to do that was, here's what I did that totally kind of put you in that state. And within 30 seconds, you came 1,000 miles closer than me.
Yep.
And
it was just an invitation for me to come right back.
Yep. And I watched you soften, and it was like you were heard and understood. You were heard. You were understood in terms of, I understood how much of a moron I was and how I hurt your feelings. And you didn't have to explain it. You didn't have to try to convince me of how hurtful I was.
Yeah, I didn't. And I think that's what made that connection and that buttermelt so quickly, because you told me that what you had done and how you knew it had affected me. And so I didn't feel the need. It just dissipates all that fight in me to be heard and understood and explain myself. So I know that you know.
Yeah.
That was totally eliminated.
Yep.
So that's super helpful.
For someone who's new to this and they're going, okay, this all sounds good and, you know, you guys are good at this, but how do I do this? Especially, again, if I don't agree with the feelings or the experience that my wife's going through right now. You have to be able to put yourself back into a situation that you have experienced similar feelings. And so there have been a lot of times where I've done something that I'm really proud of myself and I want to tell someone about it, or I want kudos, or I want someone to recognize it. And when I don't get that recognition or someone discounts it or minimizes it, it's like, oh man, well that sucks. And it's like, oh, that's what my wife's feeling right now. It happened to me 5 years ago in a business situation, but my wife is feeling the exact same feelings sitting on the couch right now because I just did that to her 30 seconds ago. I know how bad it felt back then. I don't want my wife to have to feel that now.
Right.
And then it is, what do I wish would have happened 5 years ago? And if someone would have come up to me and said, man, Paul, you did such a good job on this and nobody saw it. Nobody recognized it. In fact, they discounted it. They kind of just walked over it and you got missed, but I didn't miss it. I wanted you to know how much I appreciate it, how good of a job you did. Well done, well done. That's what I would have wanted to receive 5 years ago. Oh, guess what I can give my wife?
Right.
And I just simply do that to you.
Right. And that's also a helpful perspective to have when you may not necessarily agree with how the situation happened. Like, you don't agree that you did this to make her feel that way.
Right.
This happens a lot with us, where you may not have done necessarily anything that made me feel the way I'm feeling, but you can understand, if someone did that, that why I would feel the way I feel.
Yeah.
And so you speak into that aspect of it.
Yeah. That's where I always go back to the example of, I walk into the office and, you know, I greet someone and I shake their hand. Hey, how was your weekend? I shake their hand. They shake my hand back. Hey, it was great. No problem. Go to the next person. Hey, how was your weekend? You shake their hand. Hey, it was great. No problem. How was yours? You do that 3 or 4 people. You go to the next person, you shake their hand. Ow. And it's like, what is your problem? I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
This weekend, I broke my hand, you know, doing whatever. The minute you go, I didn't do anything wrong. I was shaking your hand. I shook everyone else's hand. See, I'm fine. I shouldn't be in trouble here.
Don't blame me.
Yeah, don't blame me. You're focusing on yourself. But the other person's pain, because they have a pre-existing wound or thing, you can do something that is totally benign, totally neutral, and it still cause painful feelings in somebody else. And empathy is being able to get out of your self-protective brain and focusing on, am I a good person? Am I going to get in trouble? I didn't do anything wrong. Getting out of worrying about yourself and getting into their... And that, dear friends, is where our microphones cut out in the last 5 minutes of our podcast.
No, is what we said. Oh, man.
I apologize, because my goodness, we had all of the stuff and the magic recipe to make your marriage perfect. in that last 5 minutes and is now lost to the ether.
Yes.
So, again, we're sorry for that, but we will make sure that our equipment is working correctly for the next podcast that comes out.
Oh, so frustrating.
I mean, you had tears and everything. It was good.
It was so good.
So, anyway.
You could let them watch it if you wanted to, but that really doesn't serve a whole lot of purpose.
Unless you're really good at lip reading.
Right. Some people are.
There's no audio. Anyway.
No.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next time.
Okie doke.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.